how to understand what the purple prince referred to as this thing called life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 368, titled How to Understand What the Purple Prince Referred to as This Thing Called Life. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. We are all aware of problems in this world, but not only in the world, in our lives. Everyone knows what it is to be weary, to be disappointed, to be depressed, and to struggle. And we have a feeling that we were not meant for this. We are all searching for some solution to the problems of life. Prince, the gifted singer and musician, said, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life." The question is, why are you unhappy? Why do things go wrong? Why is there illness and sickness? Why should there be death? Those are the questions with which the Holy Bible, God's Word, deals. The Holy Bible talks to you about your unhappiness. Some insist that the Bible, far from being practical, is really very remote from real life. But nothing in the world is as practical as the teaching of the Holy Bible. Pardon me. In fact, it is the only book that can help you truly get through this thing called life. In order to answer questions about you, the Holy Bible starts in the most extraordinary way. It says, "In the beginning, God." It starts with God. Before I begin to ask any questions about myself and my problems, I ought to ask questions like this: where did the world come from? Where have I come from? What is life itself? You come to me and say, "I'm unhappy. I'm in a crisis. What's the matter with me?" And the Holy Bible says, "In the beginning, God," as if it has forgotten all about you, if you will. But it has not. The only way to understand yourself or your life is to start with God Almighty. And right at the very beginning, the Bible takes us there. The Holy Bible also tells us that the world came into being because the eternal God made it. It tells us that God is the Creator, that He made everything out of nothing, including you, by His own power, and He made it perfect. What's more, according to the Holy Bible, man is a special creation of God. The Holy Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, God created man in His own image. It does not say that about anything else, only about human beings. Man was made by God, for God, in His own image. He spoke to God, walked with God, and enjoyed God Almighty. And his life was one of perfect bliss. God made us in His own image. I'm trying to help you get through this thing called life. But into this perfect world made by our perfect God, there entered another power, another force. Something came that was opposed to God and opposed to man. And it was bent upon one thing only, wrecking God's perfect work. The Holy Bible tells us that the devil, Satan, entered into this world, and by tempting the man and the woman whom God had made from the dust of the earth, brought to pass everything bad that you and I see and know. Why is there jealousy? Why is there envy and misunderstanding? Why lust and passion? Why are homes and marriages broken? Why do little children suffer? Why all the agony and the pain of this thing called life? It is because there is this other power in the world that has dragged man down to the ground. That is the biblical explanation. You will find it in the Holy Bible from beginning to end. And if that is true, how hopelessly and utterly inadequate are all of the remedies that are being offered apart from the Holy Bible. What's more, the Holy Bible tells us that as the result of that original sin, all of us are in the grip of this evil power. Man, as the result of all this, is quite helpless. He has brought a curse upon himself and cannot escape it. He would like to, but he cannot. Man has been trying to get back into Eden, if you will, ever since he went out of it or was kicked out of it. That is the whole history of civilization, this thing called life. That is the whole meaning of philosophy and all practical thought and all the blueprints of utopias at all times and in all places. Man trying to get back into paradise. But it is worse than merely not being in paradise. Man is under the judgment of God. He thought that he could forget God and that there would be no risk involved. He did not realize that the law of God is absolute for everybody, both man as an individual and the whole world, according to the Holy Bible, are under the judgment of God right now. You see, in the garden, Adam and Eve thought. They could eat the forbidden fruit and all would be well. They thought wrong. Then they heard the voice of the Lord God, and they cowered and were frightened. Judgment had come, and they were thrust out. But thank God, He intervenes. God, even at the moment of rebellion, tells man that He has a way to rescue him and to redeem him. That's the God we serve. The Holy Bible says in Genesis 3:15, "It, the seed of the woman, shall bruise thy, the serpent's head." The serpent can only be mastered by one, and he has come, the seed of the woman. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Holy Bible says in St. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," his name is Jesus Christ, "that whosoever," that word whosoever means anybody at any time, "whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." I'm trying to help you get through this thing called life. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world, took on our human nature, entered into our very situation, and defeated our enemy, the devil, Satan. He received a judgment for us on the cross. God dealt with him there and pardons us, and our enemy is conquered. So the way to paradise is open, and it is open for you and for me. All your problems, all your needs arise from the fact of sin. That is the cause of all ill in the world. And there is but one solution to the problem, the solution that God Himself has provided in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. "That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And that life begins here and now. A knowledge of God. Assurance that you are right with God. That he will take you through death. And announce in the judgment that you are already pardoned and forgiven. So, my dear friend, sin is your problem in this thing called life, and Jesus Christ is the answer to your problem in this thing called life. Believe it. Accept it here and now. Go to that great God. Acknowledge your sinning against Him and thank Him for His eternal love in sending His Son to rescue you and to redeem you by dying for you and asking Him to give you new life. And He will. I say that on the authority of Jesus Christ, who stated in St. John 6:37, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." And if you go to Jesus today, He will help you get through this thing called life, and He will give you eternal life. So, dear friend, the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." If you are willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today, with all of your heart, so you can go to heaven, please pray with me. And that is also avoid going to hell. Please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. And mean it from your heart. Believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that He suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, so that you can believe on him and get through this thing called life and experience eternal life. Pray with me right now. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain for Jesus Christ's sake. Please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to follow Jesus, if you have decided to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to receive him as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you grow in the faith. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel pamphlet this podcast is based on is written by Martin Lloyd-Jones and published by Crossway, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's gospel and God's word to the world through the printed page. You can order copies of this gospel tract online at crossway.org, and when you do, make sure you support them and pass them out. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.